Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, another breakthrough in the world of prosthetics. But first, the director of an Australian startup planning to send plants to the moon to see if and how they'll grow says they can't take credit for the idea.
It was actually a kid's idea to see something grow up there. And it's a very human kind of desire to see something grow in a very barren landscape. And you don't get much more barren than the moon.
Lauren Fell from Lunaria One is the project lead of the RLF-1 mission, which will see a small capsule of plant seeds, the size of a can of beans, sent to the lunar surface in 2025. She told us a lot of work has gone into protecting the seeds from all the elements involved in launching into space.
There's a little bit of protection as well, or as much as we can do, from radiation, as well as the big temperature swings that we've got as well. Inside that, we've got seeds and plants on one end with some lights and sensors and a place to introduce water when the time comes, when it lands, as well as a camera and all the electronics on the other end.
Lauren told us they have a 72-hour window to gather information on how the plants cope, but they're hoping to learn a lot in that time.
We do have a bit of an idea about the effect that gravity might have, or the sort of lower gravity might have, and different radiation conditions, but until you actually get on the ground there, so to speak, and test it, you know, science always surprises us. So certainly we could get a situation potentially where we do get these unexpected results, and you know, hopefully we learn things that we can use here on Earth.
The mission is just the first step towards their long-term goal, finding a way to grow plants on the moon or elsewhere in space to provide food and medicine for the astronauts of the future. People in the UK can now accept contactless payments in person directly on their iPhones instead of needing to connect to a card reader. Apple's launched its Tap to Pay on iPhone service, designed to make life easier for small businesses and individuals selling things at markets or car boot sales. It means people can pay for things with Apple Pay or with their contactless bank card. Most contactless payment devices currently used do charge merchants for using them, but it's unclear what fees will be involved for those using Apple's new service. The James Webb Space Telescope celebrates its first birthday today, marking 1 year since it began operations in space. And it's celebrated by sending us another incredible image from the cosmos. This time it's captured the nearest star-forming region to our own, 390 light-years away, in the Rho Ophiuchi cloud complex. The image shows around 50 young stars, most of which are similar in mass to the Sun. You can find a link to that image in our show notes. There's been another breakthrough in the world of prosthetics. A man who lost his left arm in a work accident is now able to control each finger of his bionic hand with his mind. It's all thanks to technology developed by researchers in Sweden, which involves electrode sensors and a titanium bone implant to connect the man's arm to the prosthetic. 54-year-old Tony had to undergo surgery so his arm muscles could manipulate the prosthetic hand, but it means he can now perform everyday tasks like using a screwdriver, pouring water into a glass, and grasping objects. Researchers from the Centre for Bionics and Pain Research in Sweden said they're now working on sensory feedback, aka feeling, to complement and potentially improve the control. Now, almost all coral reefs around the world contain large pieces of plastic, according to the latest research. 84 shallow and deep reefs at 25 locations across the Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Oceans were searched, and debris was found at 77 of them, including at near-pristine locations, including the uninhabited atolls in the Central Pacific. 88% of the debris was plastic, and almost three-quarters of items identified were fishing gear. Researchers from the universities of São Paulo, Oxford, and Exeter said, surprisingly, deeper reefs were more polluted than shallow ones. Coming up, the organic matter found on Mars and Elon Musk's new AI company to rival ChatGPT. Why not hit follow during the break and give us a rating?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
Back in 2021, NASA's Perseverance rover landed on Mars. Skip ahead 2.5 years and it's discovered some diverse organic matter in the red planet's Jezero crater. But how did it get there? Well, researchers have three theories. It came from water-rock interactions on the planet, it came from deposits by interplanetary dust or meteors, or it came from living organisms. The study suggests that understanding more about Martian organic matter could shed light on the availability of carbon sources and could have implications for the search for potential signs of life. Chemical imaging has helped to reveal hidden details of ancient Egyptian paintings. An international team of scientists uncovered the alterations made to two paintings from the era in details invisible to the naked eye. They found that the headdress, necklace, and scepter in one painting were significantly altered, while the skin tone in another was also changed. But with a lot of things from ancient Egypt, the mystery remains as to why exactly these pieces of art were changed. Experts reckon it could be down to some change in symbolic meaning over time, or simply the artist adding their personal touches to the work. And finally, Elon Musk has launched a new artificial intelligence company to rival the makers of ChatGPT. It's called xAI, and Musk said on Twitter that the company's aim is to understand reality. And there's little more about its aims on the official website, which says its goal is to understand the true nature of the universe. But we're expecting more to be revealed tomorrow, Friday, when the company will hold a discussion on Twitter Spaces. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search For The Leader podcast. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.